Everyone procrastinates, but not everyone is a procrastinator. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joseph Ferrari, professor of psychology at DePaul University, discusses this common phenomenon.
Do you clean your house instead of working on a big project? Do you put off sorting through your closet because it seems daunting? You might be a procrastinator. People throw around that term procrastination frequently, but it's very real and can have very real consequences. Procrastination is a tendency to delay the start or completion of a desired task to the point of experiencing discomfort. It leads to dysfunctional ways of being, a reduced quality of life. Procrastination is not the same as waiting, postponing, or delaying. In my research on procrastination, I have found that everybody procrastinates, but not everyone is a procrastinator. Because while everyone may delay a task, there are as many as 20% of normal adult men and women from around the world who make procrastination their maladaptive lifestyle. Postponing at home, at work, at school, in relationships, this is their way of life. 20% is higher than rates for many other diseases and conditions. Yet, we treat the illness of procrastination as a funny topic, as just laziness, as just poor time management. To battle against procrastination, focus on the future. Don't regret what you didn't accomplish. Do you want to be proud of yourself, or do you want to live in regret? Spend time with doers who get things done. Talk to them. Ask them for their advice. Model their behavior. And realize that you're not alone. You learned this tendency. You can unlearn it. Procrastination is not adaptive. You are actually missing much of life. So leave a legacy. Don't procrastinate. Just do it now.
That was Joseph Ferrari of DePaul University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.